This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With the caveat that we don't know what we don't know, it sure looks like there's going to be some kind of work stoppage in Detroit. The United Auto Workers are said to be planning targeted strikes at just a couple of key plants. As Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports, really broad, indefinite work stoppages that go on for months, like the writers and actors strikes that are still going on, they are not all that common these days.
A major strike is the biggest lever workers have when negotiations deadlock, but there are a lot of reasons a union might not want to pull it all the way, says Todd Vachon, a professor of labor studies at Rutgers.
It kind of gives them the ability to further ramp up and escalate, right? Also, it helps them preserve their resources.
Cornell School of Industrial and Labor Relations has been tracking work stoppages of all sizes. PhD candidate Johnny Callis says almost half of strikes in 2022 lasted just a day.
Many of those are what I would term fixed duration strikes, where workers intended to walk out for just a short period of time and return to work unconditionally.
That may be because gains in the labor movement in recent years haven't been in big industrial unions that can afford to support members on picket lines, says Nelson Lichtenstein at UC Santa Barbara.
Those unions have shrunk, whereas the service sector, retail, hospitality, that's all boom, gotten much bigger.
The unions that have spread store by store at companies like Starbucks, Trader Joe's, or REI often have just a couple dozen members.
So any strike can have any real economic impact on the company, but it can have a kind of demonstration effect.
Erica Smiley heads the nonprofit Jobs with Justice.
You at least want to show that your members are ready to strike, that there's a level of unity.
And particularly in customer-facing businesses, small strikes can bring a lot of public pressure on the employer. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.